This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, August 24th. God's word for you today is open the door. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verse 28, and it says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." The first prison Jesus is the door for us to exit from is the prison of pretending. The second is the prison of unforgiveness. And the third prison God wants us to exit is the prison of fear. Fear always locks people out of your life. I have heard people say, "I will never let another man hurt me like this again," or "I will never let another woman take me for granted and hurt me like this again," or "I will never allow myself to be that vulnerable ever again." When you make such statements, you are locking yourself in a prison. Two things you need to know about love. Are you ready? Love hurts. You cannot love without hurting. I am sorry. I wish I could tell you otherwise. There is no such thing as love without hurt. It does not exist. So, how do I stop hurting and stop people from hurting me? One word, die. When you die, that is the end of it. But you will not die. You will live to fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. The point is, as long as you are on earth, people will love and hurt you. It is the power to forgive and the freedom to walk out of that prison of fear that actually sets you free. John 20 verse 19 says, "That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. 'Peace be with you,' he said. They locked the doors, so Jesus had to come through the wall." There are people that God wants to bring into your life who cannot walk through walls. There are businesses that God wants to bring into your life. There are relationships that God wants to use to take your finances to the next level that you need. If you keep the door shut, you will be shutting them out because they cannot walk through walls. Open the door and trust God. The question is, who have you locked out of your life because of fear? Sadly, some have locked God out of their lives because of fear. God can take care of you and make things happen for you. He specializes in bringing good out of bad. God specializes in bringing resurrection out of crucifixion. Do you love God, and are you living according to his purpose? Every single thing is going to work out for your good, regardless of what has been thrown at you. The truth is, not everything that happens to us is good, but God uses everything that happens to us for our good. So, you need to exit from the prison of pretending, unforgiveness, and fear. There is only one exit out of these prisons, and his name is Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the power to exit the prison of pretending, exit the prison of unforgiveness, and the power to exit from the prison of fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.